call.
Don't be afraid.
You have stolen my dreams.
A green hydrogen powerhouse.
Let's talk about climate change.
Yeah, something new and different he's bringing to Radio National. Climate alarmism. I mean, honestly.
How dare you?
This is the last chance.
Yes, this is The Carbon Counter, everything you need to know about decarbonisation and climate economics. And you might be old enough to remember when cigarette companies were able to advertise and sponsor some of the largest sporting events in the nation. It took some decades for tobacco advertising to be banned in Australia after some countries made the move in the 1960s. But now, one group is looking to make fossil fuel advertising go the same way. Belinda Noble is the co-founder of Comms Declare, an organisation targeting local councils to kickstart its cause. Belinda, how similar is fossil fuel marketing to what was tobacco advertising? What correlations can we make?
There's quite a few similarities. Fossil fuels, as we know, were causing cancer by the 1960s, and yet it took 40 years for action to be taken against them and for advertising to be banned. And the reason for that was that they launched a rearguard action to secure their companies and secure their profits by putting up fake scientists, alternative views, muddying the waters, and lobbying, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what's happened with tobacco and fossil fuels, learning the same lessons and are using the same tactics. So we've known certainly since the 70s and probably before that fossil fuels are causing what we used to call the greenhouse effect. And what the fossil fuel companies have been doing ever since is denying the science, using distraction, and now they're using delay tactics as well. And fossil fuel advertising and sponsorships is a really big part of that.
So part of your campaign undoubtedly is calling out the marketing companies that are complicit in this sort of greenwashing, if you like. But part of it is also, targeting or highlighting local governments and asking local councils to do more to refuse fossil fuel funding. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, so we're a group of volunteers, and for the last 2 years we've been working with the marketing and communications industry, which is where we come from, talking to them to try and get them to divest their talent and their resources from large polluters. And we have over 330 members, including dozens of ad agencies that have declared that they won't take fossil fuel clients or promote fossil fuels. But what we've found is, and certainly with the urgency of the crisis now and the new science coming out, we feel that only legislation will really be sufficient to get the emissions cuts we need this decade. And the way to do that, unfortunately, is to have tobacco-style limits on fossil fuel advertising. So we're talking to councils. Over 100 councils in Australia have declared climate emergencies. They're on the front line of climate impacts, and really pleased to see that Yarra Council is putting up a motion tonight on this very issue.
Yeah, so this is the Yarra Council in Melbourne, the first to publicly declare they're looking into this. They're working on a report to be tabled in July. But I'm assuming some of the local councils around Australia that have any kinds of connections, whether they be direct or indirect, with fossil fuel companies are the ones where those companies employ many people in the local community. Aren't they more the sort of target or the more important kinds of councils to look at here?
They certainly are, but also obviously also the toughest to combat. In the end, what we need is state and federal laws as well, not just the councils, because I think we will have that issue where local councils are pretty much in bed with the fossil fuel companies and won't take action.
Well, I've certainly seen it with my own eyes where certain fossil fuel companies and big employers in small regional communities have their name branded all over the local school soccer jerseys, and they fund buses to get kids back and forth from soccer training. I suppose to play devil's advocate here, does this mean if, a local football team is sponsored by, say, something like a local service station, that they might be excluded from playing on council grounds, as your critics have suggested?
Yeah, well, that was interesting that that criticism came up. And obviously the same argument was made against bans on tobacco sponsorship back in the day, where people were saying if you stop tobacco sponsorship, then, the sky will fall in and sports will stop being played, which of course is a nonsense. Every council area will be different. Some of the councils that we speak to have ad spaces, banners, events, billboards and sports grounds that they can apply this kind of rule to. So it's going to be different in every council area. But look, when it comes to the sport, let's look at the effect that climate is having on sport. In the last few years, we've seen the Tour Down Under, the Australian Open, the Big Bash Cricket and the A-League all been disrupted, cancelled or delayed due to weather extremes. England's test captain was hospitalised in 2018 after playing in 42 degrees heat. And we've had some of our sporting heroes, Pat Cummings, David Pocock, Zali Steggall even, come out spend some significant parts of their time advocating for climate action. So yeah. I think overall the players know there's a problem. It's the administration of these clubs that need to step up and stop supporting fossil fuels.
Yeah, in fact, Test cricket captain Pat Cummins has been on this program talking about his push to include first-class cricketers in the climate discussion, and talks about his time playing on the subcontinent in sort of 50-plus degrees heat and pollution. Cricketers, you could argue, are the most affected by climate change with their the way that they play outdoors for many days on end. Look, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you coming on the program tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for the time.
That's Belinda Noble, the co-founder of Comms Declare here on RN Drive, and that is The Carbon Counter.